Om Shanti. So we'll be revising recent Avyakta Murli, 15th December 2006. You all have heard the Murli. Rather than going word by word, we'll straight away come to the main essence. In this Murli, Baba has talked about very important things. I have drawn a triangle over here. At the top of the triangle is E, at one point A and another point P. So Baba has talked about three things. First, you have to become embodiment of experience, Anubhavi Murt, image of experience. Second, you have to become embodiment of awareness, Smriti Swarup. And third, Baba has said, you have to become awareness of embodiment of power, Samarthi Swarup. Automatically, when you become Smriti Swarup, embodiment of awareness, you become embodiment of power. So, and third point is embodiment of experience. Baba has told many things. Baba has come as a father, as a teacher, as a Sadguru. As a father, he gives you love. He gives you sustenance, palna. As a teacher, he gives you study, the divine study, the godly study. And you are godly student and God is teaching you. That's why you need to pass with honor. Underline the word honor. Third, he is a Sadguru and he gives you the divine dictates, the divine commandments, the ultimate Srimad, the ultimate final opinion about what to do and what not to do. So Father has come in three forms. As a father, Baba has come in three forms, as a father, as a teacher and as a Sadguru. Three forms, and he gives you three things. First, sustenance. Second, study. Third, Srimad. Now, he said, Baba has compared this fortune to lines of fortune. Fortune is always compared to lines or to star. So this star or the line should always be sparkling. If this star is becoming dull, there are few reasons. Instead of becoming embodiment of awareness, Smriti Swarup, you become embodiment of thought, Sochta Swarup. And when you become embodiment of thought, you keep on thinking, I am this, I am this, I am this. Rather, you have to become embodiment of awareness. The word Smriti is roughly translated into English as awareness. But we understand that awareness is still far away. Awareness is a different word and Smriti is a different word. But still, and when you become embodiment of awareness, you automatically become embodiment of power. And Baba said, this all Murli revolves around the word number three. Three fortunes, three stars, three forms of Bab Dada. You have to become embodiment of experience in three forms. And again he said three things here. When you become Smriti Swarup, you are already Smriti Swarup in three. Eternally, in the beginning and in the now, in the end. In all the three forms you are already Smriti Swarup. So that is actually your natural nature. And when you become this, automatically you become Smriti Swarup, Samarthi Swarup. You become powerful automatically. Baba has talked about two powers and which I kept here. Power of transformation and power of silence. Okay, so this is the power of transformation. Baba said bring about this power. And you have to undergo quick transformation in a second, not even in a minute. They talk of minute motor, the world of science, the realm of science. But here you have to bring about transformation in a second. That is the power of silence. Science, this is the power of silence. So this is a triangle. Okay, this is an experience, this is awareness, and this is power. Awareness of what? Three things. Awareness of knowledge or study, awareness of his sustenance, awareness of Srimad. Now, straight away we'll come to the main discussion. How to increase awareness or how to become embodiment of awareness or how to become Smriti Swarup. So what do you think? Baba said entire Murli is just on these two words, awareness and experience. Experience, again, three things. Those who are experienced do not get deceived, do not get sorrow. One, those who are experienced, they alone can make others experience. And third, those who are experienced, they can go ahead because enthusiasm and zeal and zest is always emerged in them. So these are the three points of experience, three points of awareness, three forms of Baba, three lines, three everywhere. We'll come to few other threes. So how to become Smriti Swarup? What do you think? How to become Smriti Swarup, how to become embodiment of awareness. Practice of, that's fine. Again, what else? Yeah, so there are, we will see about 7 different things. In order to become aware, Smriti Swarup, 7 things at least you should do. So then you can become Smriti Swarup. Smriti is remembering. Smriti is remembering something. So the first thing is, Baba said Smriti Swarup of 3 things. Sustenance, attainments, what you got from Baba. His love. Remember that love. Second, you remember what all his studies means Murli. And third is his Srimad, which of course you will get from Murli. So what things you need to do? In order to become embodiment of awareness, first is reading and listening knowledge. First is either you listen or read knowledge. Those who say that we do not, it's very difficult to remain Smriti Swarup or embodiment of awareness, probably they are not reading properly. Probably they are not hearing properly. They are just hearing, not listening. There are souls who hear from 1 year and they forget. Today morning Murli Baba said this. So listen means only listen. Whilst listening, you just become that embodiment of listening. All other things are gone. All other thoughts are weeded out from the mind. Just only listening remains. That is real listening. One is listening, second is reading. Whilst reading any Murli, read with so much attention as if your whole life depends on it. Imagine, suppose you are lost in some desert, okay? And suddenly you get a small paper which has got a map. With what attention you will read that map or try to understand that map? Okay? Suppose you are going to a new place and you don't know the ways. You are going in a car, you have GPS. Okay? With what attention you look at that GPS? As if your whole life depends on that. So are we listening to Murli with that attention? That rapt attention? No, probably. That is why we do not become awareness. For awareness, the first thing needed is reading and listening. First. Second is churning. As sister said, churning knowledge. Reading alone is not enough. Listening alone is not enough. What you have heard, now you need to sit in silence and churn. Shravan, Manan and Ninithyasan. Shastras, scriptures talk of 3 things. Shravan Arthat, what does it mean? Listening. Manan Arthat, churning, contemplating, cogitating, reflecting on it, going into the depth of it. And third, then to bring it practical. In this Murli only Baba has said, what is thik? What is na thik? Make a full stop. And what is thik? Bring it into practice. So that bringing into practice is Ninidhyasana. So, first is listening and reading. Second is churning. Third is writing. Take one topic every day and write on it. Take one topic every day and write on it. If you don't want to write in book, write on your, type on your mobile. But write. If you don't want to make full statements, simply write points. Simply write points. But write. Writing is such a good art. It sharpens your skill of writing. Honing of skills happens only with writing. And new ideas will touch you. All the great writers of the world, you know, they did not know the topic, but the moment they take pen in their hand, and that stroke of pen, and new ideas descend upon them. All of a sudden, out of the blue. So, writing. Fourth, discussing. Form a small group wherever you are staying. If you are in center, sisters should form a small group. And for a group, 2 people are needed, bus. If brothers, Kumars, they can form small group. And what they need to do, here in the evening you must have seen, they all sit together and they discuss morning Murli. Small group, sit and discuss. Murli should come out of your lips, of your mouth. Otherwise, you will never become embodiment of awareness. So, discussing knowledge. Then, first I said, reading, listening. Second, churning. Fourth, writing. Fourth, discussing. Then, practicing that knowledge in yoga. Converting that knowledge into yoga drill. Suppose you heard this, Murli, okay? So you heard, Baba said, you need to become Anubhavi Murti, you need to become Smriti Swarup, you need to become Samarthi Swarup. Convert this into self-respect or Swamans and then practice in drill. Practice during yoga. This is fifth. Sixth is, whatever you have read, whatever you have heard, or whatever you have churned, now try to recall it. We don't do this work of recalling, of memorizing things. Make it a habit to memorize few things. At least few powerful statements of the Murli. Baba, each and every statement of the Murli is so powerful, so charged with power. When you know that sentence as it is, you are in fact imbibing that energy with which it is spoken. Baba has suppose said, today Baba has come to meet, today Baba is seeing three lines of fortune. If you know that entire set statement, actually you are, and this is a good mental exercise, otherwise your mind is going into waste all the time. You already wasted your time in today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you have wasted your time so much in the path of bhakti, in vrat, tap and so much. Now also if you waste, you will not be called the intelligent person, you will be foolish. So utilize each and every moment, each and every second, each and every abad, Baba said, utilize it. So what you have to do is remembering. If you are waiting outside, okay, bus has not come, try to remember. Even after, just after going from this class, what we heard, any good point, any one, okay, 9 points might be irrelevant, rubbish for me, but one must be good. Let me remember that point. So try to remember. While eating food, today Baba said, this is Brahma Bhojan, you should respect it so much. So while eating also, you should have elevated thoughts. And those thoughts will come from Murli. And those thoughts will come only when you have the habit of remembering things. So make the habit of memorizing few things. At least Vardhan, at least slogan, the great line, some statements from some catchy statement, attractive statements, intoxicating statements, statement filled with love, powerful statement, life-changing statement, such bringing about sea change in life. You need to focus, write it down somewhere. And how do you remember? You read it many times. Look at a child, how he remembers the poem. He reads it so many times, that they just know it by heart. And when you know that like that, then it goes on and on and on in your mind. So remembering. Then sixth is seventh, last. During intermittent yoga, make a practice of that. During karma yoga. Suppose you have heard this, Murli. Now, till 9 o'clock everything is fine. The moment you rush into your work, into your office, into your job, the maya starts there. Everything happens that will make you forget this knowledge. So what you have to do is keep a small diary so that you can take out and read. If you are preparing food, take out and read in between. Or take out the mobile and just see one line and stop it. And then try to churn it. Or convert it into some practice. Otherwise it is waste of time. Convert it into some practice, some dharana, which you have to follow. Suppose today's Murli, for example, today Baba said, early morning get up and make food. And remember Baba whilst making food. So there are many Kumars who stay in the rooms and they have to go to the job early morning. So they can take up this point. See, when you get up, you prepare food and remember Baba. So how to remember Baba whilst preparing food? If you put each and every ingredient, give drishti to each and everything. And then put, whether it is oil or anything, sugar or salt. Give drishti to each one of those items. And then put into that. So how powerful that food would become. So this is the way. So these are some of the steps First, listening, reading, churning, writing, discussing, remembering, then converting that thing into drill. Convert, make one yoga drill from each Murli. Each Murli, you should have one drill. Now, for example, this Murli, you start your yoga, I am Smriti Swarup. Then you go to I am Samarthi Swarup. Then you go and I have become now embodiment of experience. Now, Baba has talked about power of transformation, Parivartan ki Shakti. Now, imagine as if there is this power of transformation and I am invoking Auhan of that power of transformation and that power is coming within me and now this power, as if it is a thing and it is charged with divine energy and it has penetrated my soul. And now there is a sanskar. Baba has talked about old sanskars and old nature in this Murli. So that one sanskar is not going. I have done everything. I have taken counsel from so many senior brothers and sisters. I have heard n number of classes. But still that sanskar, as stubborn as it was, it's still there. It's not going. So in that way, make this habit of power of transformation, POT. Take that power of transformation. It is coming unto me. And I am becoming enlightened. Baba said, Jnani tu Atma. It means, Yogi tu Atma means the one who invoke the power and it comes. And whichever power you say, the same power should come. It's not that you want power to tolerate and power to face should come. Baba has given this example. And even the one who is enlightened soul. So, practice this. Power of silence. Really, really practice what is silence. And see what is the benefit. Try to remain silent without speaking for some time. At least till 8 o'clock. At least in the evening. At least during the time, all the time when you are in Madhuban. What is the need to engage in so much speech? Stay calm. Stay quiet. Feel the vibrations of Madhuban. This land of Madhuban is so powerful. You know, scientists say whatever we speak, that is remains in the atmosphere. As print out. As prints are there. So all Dadis, Brahma, whatever they spoke, that is still there in this land of Madhuban somewhere, in invisible form. Can I read that? Can I hear that? Can I feel that? Can I touch that? To feel the impalpable, to touch the intangible. Can I do that? So do that with power of silence. So this entire Murli is like this. Now, when you become embodiment of awareness, you automatically get more experience and you become embodiment of experience. In Madhuban, focus only on these two things. Awareness and experience. Smriti Swarup and Anubhav. I have to experience. I have come to Madhuban after a long time. Let me sit and feel the vibrations of that hut. Let me feel the vibrations of Baba's room. Let me go to history hall and see all my seniors. And what they are talking. What they are telling me. Are they talking with each other? Hear their internal conversation. What they are telling me, go to Shanti Stamp, sit there and feel the power and the divine energies. Those bones which are interred, buried there. Feel something is coming out from them. So this is the power of silence, power of transformation. And try, make it a aim here, at least here, only for one thing, experience. I have to become embodiment of experience, image of experience. Okay? So this in short, Murli is very big. We will not go in details of that. Om Shanti.